40 WGST. It's a great day in the radio industry and a great day here. Every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, we're joined by Rick Limpert for his weekly segment, Talking Technology, on 640 WGST. Rick Limpert joins us today from an undisclosed Starbucks location here in the Metro Atlanta area. Rick, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Sully. It is a good Friday today. It's been hot all week. Maybe we're going to get a little cooler temperatures this weekend. Should be a lot nicer.
You know, Scotia saved on my iPhone to periodically look at it, and the temperature is always about 20 to 30 degrees cooler there than here. I think just looking at it helps me cool off a little bit.
Yeah, that's great in June, July, and August, Sully, but you don't want to look at that in January and February.
Yeah, when it's like negative 14 for the high during the day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Rick on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. He writes a daily technology column for Examiner.com, and he is based here in Atlanta, contributing to Yahoo News and Sports. We'll take a look with Rick at some of the hot tech stories of the week. Man, Taylor Swift wielded her power over the weekend last week.
Taking over social media a little, Apple has backtracked, and musicians like Taylor Smith and the songwriters are going to get paid for those 3 months, even though it's free for consumers. So Taylor Swift wields a lot of power.
I was talking with a buddy of mine this week, and it is just quite fascinating. I wonder if you feel the same way. I mean, Taylor Swift is a worldwide brand, arguably the biggest brand in music right now at the tender age of 25. She's also a big part of what is the American dream, proof that anybody can do it.
Yeah, I don't know what else she can do. She really is Midas, Sully. Everything she touches turns to gold. She's bigger than country music. She's bigger than just music. I mean, she is front page news, and she's never in the news for the wrong thing. So, you know, for somebody so young and she's accomplished so much, it's going to come.
I think that there's a real honesty about her. I think she really enjoys serving the consumers of pop music. She likes the role that she's in, and she just enjoys people making happy. You can't fake that, and I think that's why so many people have bought into to what she's all about and why she has such a diverse fan base, or at least people who admire and respect her greatly.
Yeah, she's a genius. She's always ahead of the curve, whether it's in music, technology, anything, Sully, entertainment. She is definitely a trendsetter.
All right, we're chatting with Rick Limpert as we do every week. And be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. This is kind of like Back to the Future there, the hoverboard skateboard. Lexus has developed this. What's up with this?
Yeah, Lexus has developed the hoverboard skateboard. It's going to debut in Spain coming up at a show. Don't get too excited about it. It's made of bamboo, and it's got magnets on it, where it only is going to work in like a skate park or a place where there's a metallic surface right now. So they're looking at this for the future, but for right now, it's only going to work on metallic surfaces. But a hoverboard from Back to the Future is always something pretty cool.
Well, I haven't done too well on my attempt to ride a Segway, so I think I'm going to steer clear of this for a little while.
Yeah, just for our own safety issues.
Yes, and speaking of safety, privacy, security, some interesting works at Gmail this week. They announced an undo send option officially rolling out. Is that exactly what this is, or is this just kind of a little gimmick to get them some attention?
No, it's legit, Sully. And this was kind of an underreported story a little bit early in the week. There's going to be a new setting in Gmail that you can go into, and I recommend people do this, where after you send an email, you can pick 15, 30, 45 seconds or so before the email will actually go through, so you actually have a little time to unsend that email if you want. You need to go into Gmail and the settings and then click the undo send option, set it up for whatever time you want, and this will eliminate some problems. There's some emails I've sent, Sully, in the past that I wish I could have undone.
And just a reminder on email etiquette, two things I like to throw out there. Please do not reply to all if it is not necessary to reply to all. And if you are forwarding an email to everybody in the company, at least just kind of, you know, add a little bit of a personal touch instead of just giving the appearance that all you did was just hit forward on this thing.
Yeah, the quickest probably are those form emails where they send your name with like a different font and a different color. Even it's not even, you know, it's not even an attempt at a personalized email. That's the quickest way for me to file that email under delete.
All right, Samsung laptops are disabling the Windows update. What's the reasoning for this?
Yeah, bad move here by Samsung right now. We'll find out this weekend what they're going to do about it. They're disabling the Windows update on some of the PCs in order to keep their current drivers again and their own proprietary little programs on there. So it's an opportunity for malware to hit your laptop. So if you're using a Samsung laptop, especially new ones, watch that. Make sure your Windows update is not disabled.
All right, good stuff. Let's also talk, as we wrap up here, with Rick Limpert. We chat with him every week just a little bit after 1 o'clock on Fridays on 640 WGST. Talk about Waze. A lot of people rely on this app, traffic updates, really user-created. Talk about Waze's unusual Atlanta traffic Twitter account now.
Yeah, I'm starting to become a little more fan of Waze, Sully, and with the traffic issues we've had in Atlanta here this week, this has really come into the fold. Waze is spelled W-A-Z-E. It's an app that will give you traffic information. But even better, I think, now they have a dedicated Twitter account. It's called Unusual Atlanta Traffic, and will give you breaking updates on bad traffic or mishaps or wrecks in Atlanta. The Twitter account is at Waze Traffic ATL, and they've been the first to report a lot of things that's happened this week. And they're welcome to pairing with broadcasters that want to use the app for information as well, as long as you give credit to Waze for that. So they're trying to be a little something to everybody. It's Waze has made some big strides here in the last year, and I'm starting to follow them a little more closely.
The first to report, you mean they beat Channel 2 Action News?
First, fast, and accurate. So how many times have you heard that on one of those lead-ins to the news?
Dedicated, determined, dependable.
Nothing is quicker, though, than social media, as you know. So Waze is onto something with breaking updates over Twitter on traffic. It's quicker than, you know, traffic on the nines or however else they're doing it.
All right, great stuff from Rick. I really appreciate it. As always, be sure to check out Rick's new sports travel book. It is entitled The Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get it in the Kindle store on Amazon.com. Also available in paperback from thebookpatch.com. Keep up with Rick on Twitter, his handle Rick Roswell, and of course for all things Rick Limpert, ricklimpert.info. Thank you, my man, and have a good and hopefully cool weekend.
You too, Sully. Next week we're going to talk about the biggest item I've ever received to review. We're going to talk about that next week.
Ooh, a good tease. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Sully.
That's Rick Limpert. Just ahead, we visit with comedian Brent Morin. The show